Norwegian Cruise Line introduces Norwegian Epic, where there are more things to do. More entertainment, more places to party, more restaurants, more everything. Norwegian Epic, the next generation of freestyle cruising.
The White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Nick, the president wants some new ideas to confront his toughest of all of the economic challenges.
Job growth always lags behind economic growth.
Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison is among Democrats calling for major government job creation program.
We must call the period we're in now the Great Recession.
The administration, though, is leery of any big spending efforts that would add to the deficit. Republicans view today's forum as a publicity stunt. The White House calls it a responsible approach to double-digit unemployment. CBS John Harchie has been talking to some of the people who will meet with the president.
He'll likely hear plenty of ideas from the 100-plus CEOs, labor leaders, and entrepreneurs attending, among them United Steelworkers President Leo Girard.
We obviously want to talk to him about the importance of manufacturing. I want to talk to him about the importance of enforcing the trade laws.
Girard suggests projects to improve the nation's infrastructure. Rose Wong, head of a small tech firm with government contracts, will propose more incentives.
Maybe seeing the federal government offering tax credit.
John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
In order to stay afloat last year, Bank of America took $45 billion in Uncle Sam's money. Now BOA says it's going to pay it all back. Banking industry analyst Bert Ely says it makes sense for the bank.
It enables them to get out from underneath some of the restrictions they've had to operate on, particularly with regard to executive compensation.
An American broadcast institution is changing hands.
From NBC News, World Headquarters in New York.
After months of negotiations, Comcast, the nation's largest cable operator, says it's paying nearly $14 billion for a majority stake in NBC Universal. With some of its high-profile players nursing head injuries, the NFL is tightening rules on handling concussions. We get that story live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
A bunch of guys had a shot at Ben.
Super Bowl winning quarterback Ben Roethlisberger was among those sidelined last weekend with concussions, and now the NFL is telling teams that a player with a concussion should not be allowed back on the field in a game or practice that same day if they still suffer symptoms. The old rule applied only if a player had lost consciousness. The league is also urging players now to be candid about their head injuries. Many admit they downplay symptoms to try to get back on the field. Nick.
Lawmakers are scrambling to extend the estate tax with a vote set for today in the House. Why the rush? Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
Something has to be done about the estate tax, and quickly. In January, it goes away, costing the government billions of dollars. But it would then come back after 1 year at its highest rate, creating a crazy situation for anyone trying to do estate planning. The House bill would establish a permanent estate tax at a 45% rate, but only for those inheriting more than $3.5 million. Spouses have always been exempt, so it would only affect the very wealthiest people, passing money down to the next generation. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's Washington's hottest ticket today, and Tarek and Mikhail Salahi have won, but they won't be using it. The couple accused of crashing last week's White House state dinner will not appear at a congressional hearing on how they did it. It's the Thursday morning edition of the CBS World News Roundup, where the time is 4 minutes past the hour.
This holiday season, Macy's gives you a million reasons to believe. To believe in the power to make a difference in a child's life. To believe in the power of a wish. Now through December 24th, bring your stamp letter to Macy's.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Point in the standings with last night's 6-5 shootout loss to the Panthers in Florida. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Volume is light, but you're going to find some slick spots as you're out and about, and things do get up and running on the metro highways. That's on 225, I-25, 36, 270, also greasy, especially on those bridges, ramps, and overpasses. We've got a rollover on the frontage road. That's at Kipling and I-70. Hopefully, they'll get that out of your way shortly. There's also a crash. This is outside the metro area, but lots of people heading up from the Springs could find some activity. Northbound I-25, this is right around Toma Road. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Remember, at King Soopers, you get double fuel points when you buy gift cards. You'll find them for retailers like Home Depot and Best Buy, restaurants, theaters, and more. So give them as gifts or buy them for yourself and earn double fuel points. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Press. I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little pissant.
Just shut up, will you?
Will you shut up?
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heezy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
At the White House today, the focus on jobs, jobs, jobs with a big jobs summit. And that's the focus of this hour here of the Bill Press Show. Welcome to hour number three on this Thursday, December 3rd, 2009. Great to have you with us. The Bill Press Show, the official morning show of the Obama generation, coming to you live coast to coast out of our little radio factory right here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., where this town is just buzzing with activity at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue at the Capitol. Yesterday, a hearing with a couple of hearings. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Secretary of Defense Robert Gates defending the president's policy on Afghanistan, while the Senate takes up debate on health care reform, continues debate on health care reform on the floor of the Senate. And then down at the White House yesterday, of course, more talk about Afghanistan. Job summit today, and the president and the White House, rather, still trying to sort out what the hell happened at the state dinner last week and how did that couple from Northern Virginia get in and who is responsible. So everywhere you look, and that's not to mention Tiger Woods and all that mess down in Florida. Lots going on this week and lots to talk about here at the Bill Press Show. Your ticket to talk, 866-55-PRESS. That's our toll-free number. 866-55-77-377, and on the website today, loaded with bear, for bear, at BillPressShow.com. You will be, you're going to be as excited as we are to know that Rush Limbaugh is tying the knot for the fourth time. Yes. The unlucky lady's named Catherine Rogers, but, you know, she said yes, so what can we say? Her choice.
And what can we say? We could say run!
Run, yeah. And they're going to get married on July 4th. And I know you all, your heart goes out to Rush the same as ours. We were so excited. We checked around. And sure enough, they have set up a wedding registry, which we have posted for you on the website at BillPressShow.com. They set up their wedding registry at Walmart.
Where else?
Where else, right? And you will be surprised to maybe it's some of the things that they're looking for as when I was surprised on all the pharmaceutical items that
there's a lot.
Yeah. Also, you know, who knows? God forbid, but they might have kids. So this under. I guess they're planning on having kids because one of the items here for babies is Boudreaux's butt paste.
No. Well, maybe that's for Rush.
Yeah,
he has the hemorrhoid problem.
Yeah, that's for Rush.
Oh, do you think that's... Yeah, oh, that's for Rush, babies. Not for the...
But then again, they do have pregnancy tests and lube, so...
Yeah, they've got the pregnancy test listed up there, and it's... I've never seen so many pharmaceutical items on any wedding list. Have you?
Before?
All right.
No, it's amazing.
Is that Rush calling? All right. Check it out, the Rush Wedding Registry. It's on our website at billpressshow.com. If you want to get a serious gift while you're at it for a loved one in your life, take a look also at on the website at billpressshow.com at Carol Press's great hand-woven scarves. We're talking serious high quality here. Either bamboo or rayon chenille. Check them out. And it's a busy season and getting cold. You need that scarf to keep you warm. Nothing better than a Carol Press hand-woven scarf. Yesterday, New York State, couldn't believe it. You think of New York State as an enlightened state. Yep, a tolerant state. But the state Senate shot down a proposal yesterday to recognize same-sex marriage. One of the state senators, Eric Adams, tried to persuade members of the Senate to go along with this by saying, remember that love of your life.
Think of the time you met someone in your life, either your mate, your wife, your husband, and you looked into their eyes and you loved them and wanted them to be with you the rest of your life. No matter how you feel about them now, at one time, you wanted to marry them.
Yeah, that was then. This is now. Okay. Hey, big goings on at the White House today. We'll check in with Jake Tapper, ABC's White House correspondent. A little bit later, we're going to kick off this hour with great labor leader Leo Girard, president of the United Steelworkers of America. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. L.A. Lakers player Ron Artest has admitted to hitting the bottle while playing in NBA basketball games. He tells the Sporting News he kept a bottle of Hennessy Cognac in his locker and would drink during halftime. He did this while he played for the Bulls from 99 to 2002.
All right, so which is worse, steroids or Hennessy?
I have to tell you, having played basketball while drunk, that's a tough thing to do, all that running around while you're drunk, man.
Nominations for the Grammy Awards announced last night. Beyoncé leading the pack with 10, including Album, Song, and Record of the Year. Taylor Swift close behind with 8 nominations.
Well, Beyoncé had the best video of all time.
Yeah, of course. Kanye West and the Black Eyed Peas are up for 6 apiece. Lady Gaga, Jay-Z, Kings of Leon, Kobe Kalei, and Bruce Springsteen all have multiple nominations as well.
Taylor Swift?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she's got 8. She's number 2 in line. And Barbara Walters, upcoming 10 Most Fascinating People of 2009 special, does not have Michael Jackson on it. He's dead, but arguably one of the people we all talked about most this past year, but she's going to interview his kids. Paris, Prince Michael, and Prince Michael II, better known as Blanket, will be on the program. Also, in addition to the celebrities I mentioned earlier this week, Jenny Sanford, wife of South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford.
I'll bet you if she's interviewing those kids, the grandparents are getting money for it. I'll bet you they sold that interview. 12 minutes after the hour, big day at the White House today, indeed, on a topic that deserves a lot of attention. Jobs, the big job summit at the White House. The president summoning economists, the representatives of big business and small business, as well as some of America's best and strongest labor leaders. Rich Trumka will be there from the AFL-CIO, the new head of the AFL-CIO, Joe Hansen, head of the United Food and Commercial Workers, and Leo Girard, president of the United Steelworkers of America, who joins us now just before he runs into a meeting with Commerce Secretary Gary Locke. So, Leo, good to have you with us here for a little bit of time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Bill, and I always admire your work.
Hey, thank you, man. Hey, how bad is the job situation out there across America today?
It's a crisis level. I'm lucky enough to have not lived through the Depression, but my father did, and if it wasn't for the president's stimulus program, I think we'd be in the Great Depression. So this is the Great Recession, and it's hurtful to tell you this, but in the last 20 months, we have 135,000 of our members who are laid off, working short hours, or their plants have closed because their companies couldn't sell their products.
Wow. I mean, I've heard people say that the 10.2% doesn't really tell the whole story, that the unemployment rate is a lot higher than that.
The unemployment rate, Bill, is in real terms, again, we could debate this with economists, but it's indisputable between 17% and 18%. We have what they euphemistically call it, that these wordsmiths come are pretty talented. They call it the reserve workforce. The reserve workforce is the people that have given up looking for work. So if you take the official unemployed, those that are looking for work, those that have given up looking for work, and those that are involuntarily working 24 hours or less, it makes up almost 30 million adults in America.
Well, you...
That's over 17%.
God. You and Rich Trumka and others have been talking about this for a long time. I know you're going into this job summit today with some ideas of your own. What do you think has to be done? What do you think can be done on the part of either the president or the Congress?
Well, there's some things that can be done instantly, and continuously criticized by the right-wingers about this, but the things that can be done instantly is filing trade cases against those countries that are cheating in the global economy. We did that with tire cases, and you remember the human cry about there's going to be a trade war, there'll be no jobs. Well, let me tell you something. They're hiring in tire plants in Ohio, in Arkansas, and in North Carolina. In Findlay, Ohio, the company Cooper Tire that opposed the case, because the Chinese were putting pressure on them, has expanded their plant. They're investing in the plant, putting people back to work. We're doing a case on paper. We're doing a case on oil country tubular goods. In the oil country tubular goods sector, we've got 5,000 people on layoff. China has put this is almost astounding that our government would not have objected, and the union has to object. China has put as much oil country tubular goods that are subsidized and dumped as the whole of the American market combined.
Whoa.
China's excess oil country tubular goods capacity in China is equivalent to the whole global demand for oil country tubular goods. So that's a thing that the government could do instantly. The other thing it could do instantly is put a lot of money into building retrofitting of public buildings in our schools. If the government said that they were going to use unspent TARP money that the banks don't need any longer, they've rewarded themselves. If we just took the bonus money that the bosses at the banks gave themselves and put that into refurbishing schools that were built prior to 1980, imagine the jobs we could create, and especially if we had a domestic content provision, and our kids over time would be in better schools with better air handling, we'd use less energy, we can do that. The other thing the government ought to do, just quite frankly, is have a transaction fee for every Wall Street trade, whether it's a tenth of a percent or a quarter percent. I'm not knowledgeable enough about Wall Street, but they're the guys that brought this economy to its knees. They ought to pay to get it back standing straight.
And take that money and put it into jobs, is what you're saying, I guess, right? Job creation.
Put it into jobs. Put it into an infrastructure development bank. America's infrastructure, our water treatment plants, our public buildings, our roads, our bridges, our rail infrastructure. Put it into that. And the other thing we need to do as a nation, we've got to decide that manufacturing matters. Manufacturing is now down to 9% of GDP. Over the period of time from 1945 to 1995, it was in the plus 20% range. This sort of laissez-faire and not having a manufacturing policy, it's not often that I quote CEOs, but Bill Ford said having no policy is not a policy. So I think we need to push this government to have a national strategy on manufacturing. Let me make one point, Bill.
I just want to interrupt and intercept and say I know you're on the street there. We heard the siren in the background, but I'm sure that that's a message that Gary Locke, Commerce Secretary, is going to hear from you in about 10 minutes from now, right? And then, because he's the one who can take that to the president and get it done.
Absolutely. I was reading a newspaper yesterday, or day before yesterday, about France. France is letting contracts out today, this month, this year, next year, to refurbish its national rail system and take it to the next level of high-speed rail. It's giving out contracts to develop the rail system over the next 15 years. You know what? I would settle for the high-speed rail system France has now.
Exactly. Exactly. You're right.
And they're planning for 5, 10, and 15 years from now. So my big scream at the moment is we have the ability to do this. We need the political will. And the Democrats and this president ought to put that massive job bill, massive agenda. They ought to put the transition fee on Wall Street and go fight for it and let the party of no object, let the party of no interfere, let the party of no do their thing at their political peril. America is pissed off.
Do you believe that this summit today, Leo Gerards, our guest president of the United Steelworkers of America, do you believe this summit today is going to result in some action or just be another one of these PR things where people sit around and talk and then nothing happens?
Well, look, I've tried to think about this in a positive way, and I've tried to think about it as someone who has a personal crisis, whether you need an intervention, you can't agree that you've got a problem you can't fix the problem until you agree that you have a problem. I think the president's appointment of a manufacturing coordinator, I think the president calling a jobs conference is the first step in recognizing America's got a problem. And I think those of us who are in that meeting have to make sure that this isn't just window dressing. And then to be very political about it, if the Democratic leadership in the House and Senate and this administration don't come forward in a real quickly with a massive jobs program, equal if not more than the FDR program, but with a vision over 5, 10, and 15 years. We don't need another stimulus program. We don't need another hit for a year or 2 years. We need a hit that starts January of 2010 and continues on for the next 10 to 15 years to get manufacturing back to the 20, 22, 23% it was when America was creating real wealth and we weren't peddling collateralized debt obligations.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And let me tell you something. You didn't throw this. I'll throw this in, too. I think we've got to start thinking about all the money that we're spending on a war in Iraq and an expanded war in Afghanistan and think about what that money might be able to do back here at home as well.
I agree. I remember at a forum where they asked the president before he became president about health care, and he said, we didn't have that debate when we were talking about funding a war off the books.
Exactly. Leo Gerard, you got a meeting coming up with the Commerce Secretary. You got the big job summit today, but you're loaded with fire, man, and you're on the right track. So go down there, give them hell, and we're counting on you to get some results.
We'll do like Harry said. We're going to tell them the truth, and it'll feel like hell.
All right. Thanks, Leo. All right. Thanks, man. Great work. Great labor leader. Representing the men and women of the United Steelworkers of America, Leo Gerard. The big job summit today.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
On the Nestor's Cup.
Driving in winter requires prep because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket.
Making or installing illegal copies of software at the office is stealing. By doing the right thing,
you could be eligible for a reward of up to $1 million. Contact the Business Software Alliance to report a suspected violation.